John chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and had him beaten with whips. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and put a purple robe around him. Then they came to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him in the face with their hands. And Pilate went out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you, so that you may know that I find no crime in him." Jesus therefore came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." Therefore, when the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When Pilate therefore heard this, he became more afraid. And he entered into the praetorium again, and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus didn't answer him. Pilate therefore said to him, "You won't speak to me. Don't you realize that I have the authority to release you and have the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me unless it were given to you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin." After this, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." Therefore, when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour of the day. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." They therefore cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. Therefore they took Jesus and led him away, carrying his cross, to the place called the Place of a Skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. They crucified him there along with two others, one on either side with Jesus in the middle. So Pilate also wrote a sign and put it on the cross, and on it was written, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Consequently, many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priests of the Jews therefore said to Pilate, "Don't write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then when the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one part for every soldier. They also took his tunic, which was seamless, woven as one piece from top to bottom. Therefore they said to each other, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it will be." This was done so that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them, and cast lots for my clothes." That's a quote from Psalm chapter 22, verse 18. Therefore the soldiers did these things. And Jesus' mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene were there standing by the cross. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, look, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Look, here is your mother." And from that time the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now completed, so that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I am thirsty." There was a vessel full of sour wine set there, so they put a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop rod and put it to his mouth. Then, when Jesus had taken the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and yielded up his spirit. Then the Jews asked Pilate to have the legs of those crucified broken, so that they could be taken down, because it was the preparation, and they didn't want the bodies to stay on the crosses on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath day was an important day. The soldiers, therefore, came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs. However, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who saw all this is a witness, and his testimony is true, since he who has actually seen something gives an accurate testimony, so that you also may believe. For these things occurred so that the scripture would be fulfilled, "Not one of his bones will be broken." That's a quote from Psalm chapter 34, verse 20. And again, another scripture says, "They will look on him whom they pierced." That's a quote from Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And after these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to allow him to take the body of Jesus. So Pilate gave him permission. Therefore, he came and took away his body. And Nicodemus also came, the one who initially had come to him at night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloe, weighing about 100 libras, that is, pounds. So they took the body of Jesus and wrapped it in linen cloths with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is when burying. Now in the vicinity of where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden was a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. It was there, then, that they laid the body of Jesus, because of the Jews' preparation, and because the tomb was nearby. This is the end of John, chapter 19.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries.
Not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.